Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Lamed Vav, and we are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, second to last line. So we're talking about an amazing application that the Gemara just quoted in terms of Nosin Tam of Gam. Usually we think of Nosin Tam of Gam as something to do with taste, and the positive taste and a negative taste, and we had a machlokas or b'shimon or b'meir about whether Nosin Tam of Gam is us or a mutter, and the Gemara related back to that. But the Gemara here related it to not only taste, but also to appearance. If something looks worse because too much was put in of a certain dye, that also could be compared to nosin tam of gam. So that might relate to how the lumdis works with nosin tam of gam. We quoted, does that why? Well, according to what we paskin nosin tam of gam is mutter. Is that because the chiddush of Tom Kiker is only by positive, and this is a negative taste, or it's not even considered a taste at all, right? That's it's not called taste unless it's positive, right? Afkamina might be, what if it's neutral taste? If it's neutral taste, so that is that nosin tam lefgam or not? There's, again, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about nosin tam lefgam, and there's a lot of lumdis related. Rav Salvechik in Shiri Harav on in Siman Tzadi talks about Machlokes about Nosin Tam Lefgam, and he discusses how it is interesting. Usually, the whole source of Nosin Tam Lefgam in the Gemara is from Nevela She'ena La'achila. The pasuk says that you give a trefer, a Nevela, to a ger, or you give a Letzedena. We just had that in the sugya of Rabbi Yevo and Chizkiyah. And the Gemara has a drasha there that call Ru'ya Lager Kriya Nevela, She'ena Ru'ya Lager Ena Kriya Nevela. And that is a source of Nosin Tam of Gam. And the question the Achronim ask is, but Ru'ya La'achila, Nosin Tam of Gam is Ru'ya La'achila. It's just like not as good as it was. It just goes down negatively. So why is that? How can that be a source? Oh, Rav Salvechik here talks about the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, which just came up on the daf. And he quotes here, Vanir Lomar Bebir Machlokas. What's the Machlokas about? Well, the Nosin Tam of Gam is Mutar Asur. Rabbi Meir Sover, Rabbi Meir who says, Nosin Tam of Gam is Asur, right? Not what we paskin. Hold that Din Machalas Asuros and Din Tomas Ochlin are compared. And when something is Tameh, a food is Tameh, it remains Tameh until it's no longer food, which means it's not even Ro'i La'achilas Kelev, maybe, until that, right? If it's Ro'i La'achilas Kelev, maybe it's Ro'i La'achilas Adam De'etchak, but as long as it's Ro'i La'achila, a Kelev, so that it's still Ro'i for Tumas Ochlin. And Isser would go just like Tumas Ochlin, and therefore Nosin Tam of Gam is going to be Usser, according to Rabbi Meir, because it's still called a food. Still a food, they gave off negative taste, but it's still called a food. So just like for Ilchas Tumah is called a food, so too for Ilchas Isser is called a food. But according to what we paskin Rabbi Shimon, Nosin Tam of Gam is a mutter. Don't compare Hilchas Tumah Vatara and Hilchas Isser Veheter. Sheheter miyucha nomar b'hilchas b'achalas asuros de'la'achar shenifsal ha'isser mi'achilas adam shuv eino oser afagav da'adayin lopaka shem ochel mine. It's still a food, and that's why it's still mekabel tumah and transfer tumah, but don't compare the laws of Tumas Ochlin to the laws of Isser Veheter. So that's his suggestion about Nosin Tam of Gam. Again, there are many details in that siman about Nosin Tam of Gam in the beginning of Hilchos. Beginning of Hilchos Taroves discusses all the details of Nosin Tam of Gam. Here it is in siman Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel. Kol Davar Shetaimo Pagum Eino Oser Taruvaso. It's an amazing chiddush. Just a little negative taste. It's still taste. Maybe not halachically. You might say, what do you mean it's not a taste? It gives off a taste. Well, go back a step. Maybe the whole chiddush of Tam Ki Iker is a chiddush. Right? That whole day, you don't have the Isser here. All you have is the taste of the Isser. So that's already a chiddush. So this is just limiting the chiddush. And therefore, the chiddush is only when it's a positive taste. Not say that something is the mamashal shel Isser. When you have the Tam of the Isser, the Tam of the Isser is only going to be significant if it is positive, if it is shvach. So if it's not shvach, then you're not going to say the chiddush of Tam Kiker, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses there, again, what if it's Nosin Tam of Gam with something else? What if it's not pogame totally? And then we get into issues of kalim, right, which is a separate issue of within Osav Kam of Kedira Bas Yoma, Ina Bas Yoma, if it's less than 24 hours. Okay, so that was just, again, an amazing application of Nosin Tam of Gam. Maybe we'll get back to it later in terms of the appearance. So now, the Gemara just asked a question. I brought a raya, an answer to the question, and we're going to question the raya. That's what we're up to. But what was the original question? The question was, in the middle of Lamed Hey Amed Beis, the Gemara said, what if I have a beged? I have a sheet, and I have three areas on the sheet. One of them I colored with Arla dye from a walnut. And then I colored another piece with mutter dye from a walnut. And then I colored a third area with mutter dye from a pomegranate. So there are three areas. I got mixed up. I don't remember which is the walnut dye and which is the heter dye and arla dye. So the question is, if you go by like what the min bimino is here, so you have walnut and to walnut, that's not enough to be mevato the arla. If you would combine the mutter walnut dye with the mutter rimon dye, that would be enough. But could you add in the rimon dye? That's a different dye. And that's, could you use bittel for that? That you know, let's say you know clearly which is the rimon dye, it's a different color. But the other two are mixed up. So could you really be mevato? Could you use the rimon dye, the pomegranate dye? That was the Gemara's question. Right? Svo beklife egos, shel arla. V'chazar v'tso beklife rimon, shel chulin. So what's the halacha there? So the Gemara brought a raya from a Mishnah in Shrumas, where the Mishnah in Shrumas said that if you have big and small cakes of figs, so the big ones could help be ma'aleh, mavato the small ones. The small ones, you know, a small truma fig cake fell in. But there's not enough small fig cakes in this mixture to be mavato. There's only big and small. You could use the big ones too. Even though you know the big one is not part of the safek. Still, you could use the big and the small ones to be mevatel. So to here, you could use the pomegranate and the walnut dye in order to be mevatel. That was the Gemara's question, and Rav Huna said, even if you go by weight, even if you go by number. Fine. So that's what we're up to, the second to last line. So the Gemara says, I don't think that's a good raya. You're comparing the case of the Mishnah in Shrumas, where you have big and small fig cakes. That could be mevatel each other. And you're comparing that to dye of a walnut that have a pomegranate to be mevatel the dye of a walnut, taman bimino. Over there is min bimino. It's all fig cakes. Big fig cakes and small fig cakes. That's one min. That's, you can bear hacha, min b'sheino mino. Your question here is on min b'sheino mino, though. So how could you bring that Mishnah Shumas as a raya to our question? Hold off on that. Remind me to talk a little bit about Hilchos Borer. But let's continue. So Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Let us refine the question that we asked to make it more parallel. I'm going to ask you a min bimino. What was the word's question? Right, you can't bring me a raya from that mission. That mission is min bimino. This is min b'sheino mino. Okay, change the question to min bimino. What's the question? You have tsavo b'klifei egos shel arla, v'chazar v'tsavo b'klifei chulin min acher. Should be acher. You have three dyes. They're all walnut dyes. It's just a different type of walnut dye. You have light walnut arla dye. You have light walnut chulin dye. And you have light dark chulin dye. So it's a little different, but it's the same min. So that's more of a parallel to the case of a trumas. That's the Gemara's question. For some reason, the Gemara does not just quote the Mishnah that we already quoted. You could have just quoted that. Right, well, we brought that as a raya. We said, oh, no, that's not good. Min bimino, min b'sheino mino. Okay, so we changed the question to min bimino. So you can just now give that as the answer. So the Gemara, for some reason, gives a different part of that Mishnah as the answer. Yeba kahada Rabbi Shua Omer te'enim shechoros malos ha'salavanos ha'salavanos malos ha'shechoros. Remember there, we had a case where you had a Mishnah Trumas that we had. You have a white truma fig that fell into a mixture. There aren't enough white truma figs to be mevatel, but there are enough white and black truma figs to be mevatel. That's good enough. It's good enough to look at it as a mixture, even though the black truma figs are not part of the suffix of what's truma, you're still allowed to use that for bittel. So to here, the dark walnut dye and the light walnut dye, that is good enough, and therefore, bittel does apply in our case. Says the Gemara, okay, really? Could you compare that, bring that as a raya? I don't think you can compare the figs to the case of the different parts of the beged. Why? Taman hu ray lechatchan. Over there, you know why you're allowed to consider a min bimino? and say it's mevatel, you have these white figs and black figs. What if you want to make a fig porridge? You could take all the figs, chop them up into tiny little pieces, and put them into one big mush. And then you won't distinguish between the white and the black. That's why that's called min bamino. It's all figs, a little different, but you could all end up being in one mixture. Is that comparable to our case? You have a beged, a piece of it, all three parts are colored and dyed with a different color. So that's not comparable. Bram hacha in a rolachatcho. Right? You can't, the pieces of beged will never be combinable. Right? So how could you compare them? You could put the figs together. So that's you could say all of those relate to each other and part of it is mevatel. But here, it's all separate pieces. How could you say that the dark chulin dye has anything to do with the light chulin dye? Answer, no, you could also come up with a case by a beged. My dami law, guzim gezizos. If you have a cloth that's commonly cut into tiny little pieces in order to, put it all together in a different way. So that's similar to the case of the figs where you're going to put it all together. That's guzim gezizos. You're going to cut it, is roi to cut it. If you look in the Rav Chaim Gadievsky, she'ein guzim gezizos, gizet semer, she'ein chatichos, umisarvin yafeh. Right, if a certain type of beged that it's, what if you didn't dye a beged? You just dyed maybe a beged that's going to roi to be cut, or just like pieces of material that you're going to make into a beged. So that's comparable to the fig case. That's comparable to the fig case. Where do you have such a thing? Amar Abyosi Barbun, my damila, beged gadol shetzvo amanas lachadcho. Right, we had this case earlier. You have a big beged that you call it amanas to cut it into tiny little pieces to maybe reform it then. Mevdine dursin. Right, durdesin, right, where you use it to make durdesin. Durdesin, different pshatim given. One of the pshatim is socks, right? Levadim, you make certain type of beged. So just like that's comparable. That's the question that we're talking about. And therefore, you can have an answer for the Mishnah in Trumas. Just like the Mishnah in Trumas, you can take all the black and white figs and eventually put them all together, and that's why they're all considered one mixture, and all of it can be mevatel each other. So to this beged, you're talking about a case where the beged, the parts of the beged, are going to be combinable, right? You're going to cut it into tiny little pieces and then restring it, or you're just dyeing the separate strings at the beginning. Either way, that's the parallel. If you socks, we find generally as part of our lavush. You know, most people in the world, I don't know in the world, but most countries, they wear socks. But the Kohen couldn't wear socks when he did the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So the Gemara says that the floor in the Beis HaMikdash had to be warmed, because Kohanim would get cold, right? It was cold, and the barefoot. If you wear socks, it's a chatzitza. It's an interposition between the floor and the feet, and the Kohen can't stand on a cleat. Kohen stand on the socks. There's a question in the Gemara. Could a Kohen stand on another Kohen's feet? Is that min bimino eino chotzeitz? Right? Is that min bimino? Right, what if his feet are really cold, but you want the grandpa to do the avoda? So you know what? You can walk on my feet. I'll take you over to the mizbeach to do zrikas adam. So the question the Gemara talks about whether that works. Pigdegun in general is a major machlokes rishonim, whether you count it as a separate mitzvah or not. There's a lot of lumdus there, but the Rambam counts pigdegun as a separate mitzvah asay. The Rambam in mitzvah asay lamed gimel. Right? What does it have to do with our Gemara? It's not socks. Kohen is not allowed to wear socks for his Big Day Kahuna. But the Big Day Kahuna, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah. Should it stavu akohanim lilbosh begadim yuchadim l'chavad l'sefaris. The Kohanim are commanded to wear special clothing for honor. Va'az yadu b'mikdash. And then they will be over in the base of Mikdash. V'amr yisale v'yasisa b'dekolosh l'aron achicha l'chavad l'sefaris. V'espanav takriv v'albasham kutanos. And the Rambam goes through the mitzvah, then he quotes the most graphic description of the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. He quotes it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but also in Mitzvachim, Bizman she Bigdeim aleim kuhunasam aleim. When the begadim are on, literally, they're kohanim. Ein Bigdeim aleim, ein kuhunasam aleim. We discussed that a few weeks ago. We discussed the story of Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, he had a kohen pour water on his hands, and some of the other Talmidim said, Rebbe, Mishtamish B'Kahuna, Ma'al, right? Remember the Yerushalmi in Brachas? Right? You can't use a Kohen. And he answered, he's not wearing his big kuna. Don't worry about it. So what is he saying? That a Kohen is not a Kohen? What a Kohen duchens without the big kuna? He eats truma without big kuna. So there are two dinim in Kedusha's Kohen. There's Kohen lagabe avoda, Kohen lagabe, you know, non avoda, Kohen b'mikdash, Kohen b'gvulin. You could formulate it in different ways. But that's the language of the Rambam. And he adds on the heavy luhu zarim. If you're not wearing the big dekuda, they're like a czar. Unbelievable. Therefore, if you do the avoda without the big dekuna, you're chay misa, because he's like a czar, shashimish. That's the Rambam. Look at the Ramban right here. The Ramban knocks out this mitzvah. He says, this isn't a separate mitzvah saseh. I agree with you. They have to wear big dekuna, but that's one of the prateha avoda. Right? You've already established, says the Ramban to the Rambam, that you don't count parts of a mitzvah as a separate mitzvah saseh. So this is part of a mitzvah. This is just part of tzorech avoda. And therefore you don't count every detail of the tzorech avoda to do the in the sefer mitzvahs. Aval kulan chalakim michalki avoda hamitzuva mimenu yisparach b'yamim hanemarambem. V'kvar nisbar she'in nemonim chalki hamitzvah. You yourself said that. And that's why you don't count the making of the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach separately. It's all part of Vasuli Mikdash. Right? You don't count it. So therefore, says the Ramban, I disagree with the Rambam. So the Rambam obviously gives it inherent significance, right? Separate from just helping out in the Avoda. If you look in the Leif Sameach here, the Leif Sameach says, Vani Omer Emes, Shim Avat Shalom Be'Begadim Avadas Apsula, Ava Lo Bishvil Kachim Chilek Mimena. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk does not say if you also make the clothes la ronachicha la avodu l'sharis. It says la chavod l'sefaris, which means it's a separate, independent goal and hesek klomar kadesh yibay mechubad umefur mibein shar ha'am, so that you will look and be different from the rest of the am, separate from the avoda. Wow. Just with them. So just wearing the begadim itself is something special and significant. I think if I remember, it's been a while, I think with Rechav Fisher Perlau in his poem. So you never know what he's counting as a mitzvah. But in Rav Sadigon's poem, Rav Yechob Fishel is medayik that he counts Big Day Kohen Hedyot and Big Day Kohen Gadol as separate mitzvahs, as if to say it's not even Big Day Kohen as one; it's two. It's even a bigger problem that the Ramban would have. But he may behold that there's a significance just to wearing the begadim separate from the avoda, itself. Okay. We mentioned before about big and small. It's interesting. Big and small, that's one min, right? That's different than the pieces of beged in our sugya, in our question. So again, we don't have time to go into it, but big and small also, is that one type or not? So in Hilchos Borer, that's a big sugya. Tablespoons and teaspoons for Hilchos Borer, is that a mixture? If I have all of spoons, all the same spoons, that's not a mixture in Hilchos Borer. I can put them back because they're all the same. But what about big and small? The Ramah has a line in Hilchas Shabbos that says big and small don't make a difference for Hilchas Borer. But the Mefarshim explained that only means if they don't have any different purpose. Big pieces of chicken and small pieces of chicken. So that's not a mixture. But what if you have a tablespoon and a soup spoon? Right, that makes a difference. That they have a different tafkid. So maybe for that, maybe the Ramah never meant that. Big and small pieces of cookie, that's one thing, but big and small, where big and small do make a difference, a big and small plate, well, that's not a mixture. Of course it's a mixture, pashtus, right? If they have a different purpose for, you will never use this plate for the other purpose. So in Hilchos Borer, that comes up. But again, the rules of Borer, the step one of Borer is this a taroves? That's the first question to ask. Is this a Borer situation? Then, most of the time, not always, but Borer is one of those unusual malachas, there you can almost always do what you want to do. You just got to figure out, you know, how. You can't cook on Shabbos, and you can't color or clean or shecht on Shabbos. But most often, you could do what you want to do by Borer. You just got to figure out what to do. You got to use the three conditions, or you could unmix the mixture. But the first step in Ilchas Boer is this a mixture? To recognize that. And one of the questions is, are there, for a mixture, you have to have two minim, at least. So, is this two minim? The Ramah says, Bikas Wala, not two minim, but doesn't always mean that, as was just described. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, new section. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has here, the Rambam paskins like this Rabbi Yochanan, an important chiddush. We've been talking about often for the past 35 days, not every day, because there was a lot of non-arla in the second parak, but we've been talking about how arla is batel b'masayim. Arla in Kilei Kerem needs 1 to 200 to be mevatelet. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to limit that. Samamanim b'samamanim b'telen b'masayim. You're right, if you have the actual herbs that help make the dye, the herbs of arla, herbs into herbs require 200, like arla, regular arla. Meitzavaim, but meitzavaim, betilin barov. But what if you don't have the actual herbs, you have the dye from the herbs? Right? So it's one step removed from the actual arla. Says Rabbi Yochanan, a chiddush gadol, that just needs rov. The din derabbanan of needing matayim only applies to actual arla, but if it's yotze min ha'arla, it's just the dye that was in the herbs that now came out and dyed something else, dyed water. Meitzvah meitzvah. You have the mamushes of the arla. That is just rof. That's just rof. Amar Rabbi Babar Marmol. Let me explain. Hanoyas arla b'tela barof. The hana of arla. Right. One step removed of the arla. That is batel barof. So that is Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. So Gemara says, really? That seems to be against the Mishnah. We're going to have it a couple of daf. On daf. Lamed Ches. Nasisa pliga Rabbi Babar Marmol. Right? Because what does it say there? Tavshel shebishlo beklife arla yidalek. If you have a pot, you have a, some type of something cooking in the soup that you cooked with klife arla, it has to be burned. And what is the, look at the Gemara doesn't quote the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah says, and if it was this arev, you need 200. That's just talking about the taste of the arla. That's not going to talk about the arla itself, right? So you see, even just the taste of the arla requires 200. Two answers. Number one, pater la kider b'kideros. Maybe there, the tavshil, we're not talking about one pot. We have some arla that got mixed into a pot. We're talking about a bunch of pots, and you don't know which is the arla pot. So a pot is a davar chashuv. So a pot is not batel, so that's the issue in that Mishnah. It's not the arla that's not batel. That's not the arla that needs the 200. It's the davar chashuv holding the arla that requires the davar chashuv, and therefore requires the bittel in 200. Amar Rabbi Yossi, or a different answer, Mizvar Savar Rabbi Babar Mamal, when Rabbi Babar Mamal says it, Shemut al-Asos came betchila. You think that's alachat chila? Hanas arla. You know, is you think he's saying lechachila in just a rove? No, lo l'shaavar bidi eved. If hanayas arla, one step removed, was mixed into a rove, fine, it's batel. But lechachila, you know, you can't, shouldn't be batel less than 200, right? So therefore, there's a difference between lechachila and bidi eved. That's the answer the Gemara gives. The Radvaz in Hilchas Malchus Asuros, he asks, what about the Mishnah that we had earlier? What about the first Mishnah of the Perek? Beged shetzvao, right? Beklife arla, right? Beged, a beged, is that the same thing? You have a beged, and what do the chachamim say? Yalbechan masayim, right? So the first mission of the parak seems to be against that. So you gotta work hard to answer that question. The Radvaz has a couple of answers. Maybe there's a difference between a beged and food. Maybe by the beged, it's considered the mamushus of. Got to figure out why that is. That's what he says. Maybe it's considered the mamushas of. V'su deinenem and amayim kaboshim elishu asid letzvoa b'em rova tseva. He says, shani simani arla de mamushas ha'isser sham. Mamushas ha'isser sham. Right? When it goes into, difference when it goes into a beged or when it goes into a cooking pot. You got to come up with some type of answer. So Gemara says, my kadun. Let me explain this a little further, says the Gemara. The Gemara here has a limit. Rav Chaim Gadievsky explains this as, there's another limit. Even if you want to say that you only need rov by the Hanoyas Heter, but it's only if there wasn't enough to color the whole beged. Im yesh bo kedei litzvoa, if there's enough of the mixture. Some arla went onto a beged, and there's enough to color the beged, and it's mixed in with some mutter coloring also. Adroas ha'etar kami she'eino. Imagine, take the mutter dye out. Oso ha'iser, yesh bo k'de lasar. If there's enough to be color, then it's the whole thing is aser. Even if the chulin is rov. Even if the chulin is rov, I'm not saying, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Bar Mamal is not just saying rov is enough. If you have rov chulin and it does not color, then fine. But im ein bo k'de litzvoa, if there's not enough to be sovei the whole beged, atero es ahetar k'misheno, look at that there as if it's not there. Oso iser, ein bo k'de lesser. If there's not enough to color, then it's not oser, and therefore, it's not just rov chulin, you need rov chulin, and the iser of arla is not enough to color the whole beged. Okay, period. Taman taninan, we learned in a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Elu dvarim shalgayim asurin v'isurin iser hana. Remember, we have a couple of Mishnayos there in Avodah Zarah, a whole list of items that are asur ba'achila only, and some items that are asur ba'ana. Right, the asur ba'achila ones are a little more lamaisa discussed all the time, and that's chalav Yisrael, chalav akum and bishal akum and pas akum, all of those. That's the Mishnah on daf lamed heyam abeis in Avodah Zarah in the Bavli. So all of those are elu dvarim shalav dechavim asurim ve'eni surin isurana. Right, chalav akum is not asur bahana'a. It's only asur ba'achila. But on daf chavtes, the earlier Mishnah, these items are asur and they are asur bahana'a. First one is yayin wine. Right, wine of a guy. Why? Because you have to assume that maybe he was menasech, maybe he poured it to his avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be aser behana'a. And we also add to that not only yayin, meaning not just yayin nesach, but any yayin owned by a guy, because you have to be choshesh that he poured it to his idol. The poskim Tosfos there, and Tosfos read all there in avodah zarah, and Daf Chavtes discuss. Really? Most Goyim are pouring their wine, you know, for libations. And the Gemara later on also says that wine is Misham Chasnus, right? Intermarriage with the other halachas too, with the Bishalakum and the Pasakum. So the Rishonim say it was a kind of combination. Each one of them wouldn't have been strong enough by itself. Each reason. Right? Yayin, the Chasnus issue wouldn't have been strong enough to aser it Bahana'a. Right, because all the other chasnas issues were only aser b'achila. But the yayin, just to aser it b'ana, because of yayin esach, that wouldn't have been strong enough, because most goyim aren't being menasechet. So you need the combination of both of those. A little bit of chasnas, but you're going to aser mishum chasnas. But because it's wine, we're going to compare it to the other wine, yayin esach, which is also aser b'ana. That's how the Rishonim formulated in terms of putting those two reasons together. That's what Tosfos says, it wouldn't be enough, but once you're asering it, that's what you're going to do. The Tosfos Rid says, Ilav taima mishum beno seyem lo havi mitzar stam yenam. Delor minan stam achsheves nachri lavo de zara. Velo havi chayshina dilma nascha. You wouldn't have done that. And the other way, you wouldn't have asered it by no. But once you're asering it, you're going to compare it to the other wine. Okay. So the Mishnah says, these items are asered by no. So wine of a guy. Vachomet shal gayim shal bichasso yayin. Or vinegar that used to be wine. Same chash. Maybe it was aser wine beforehand. The cheres hadriani, some type of Hadrian cheres. What was that? Hadrian cheres was a type of cheres that they used to soak or somehow get wine into the shard. Maybe soak it in. So like, let's say when the soldiers, whoever went, they would just be able to take the shard. And then eventually, wherever they were, they used to be able to heat up the shard or soak it, and then the wine would come out of the shard. Some type of, it was a shard of a clay that was absorbed wine in there. So cheres hadriyadis, that's considered wine, and therefore it's going to be aser bana. Rabbi Meir, this happens to be Rabbi Meir Shita. This Mishnah of Avodah Zarah reflects Rabbi Meir Shita, Detani, cheres hadriyani aser v'isur iser hana. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds that way. So Gemara says, man and kayamin. We'll see what this has to do with us. What exactly is the case of machlokes? Between, it says this is Rabbi Meir Shita, meaning the chachamim don't aser Hadrian cheres. So what's the case of machlokes? In Bishad also betavshil, if you put the piece of cheres into a cooking pot, divrei hakol aser. Everybody agrees that's aser, because actual wine is going to come out of there. Wine that was owned by a guy. In Bishamachro chus mitvei yayin nesach shabo. What if I am selling this Hadrian shard to a guy, I'm selling it to him less the amount of the value of the wine inside. Then Divya Kol Mutter, that's Mutter. Then I'm not going to get any Hana from the Yah. What's the case that is under discussion of Machlokas? Ela Kianan Kaimin, Bishanasu Agabe Tavshil. What if you took this Cheres and put it on top of a pot, as a pot cover? And the issue is, as Rav Chagadevsky here says, Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa. Machlokas we know from elsewhere. Aroma. Does aroma aser, right? Recha. Not steam, that's Zeya. Does Recha. Recha's in the Gemara, Zeya's only in the Tshuva of the Rush. But Recha, is Recha, Milsa, Recha La Milsa, that's the Machlokas here. I mean, do you assume that maybe the aroma of what's in the pot went up to the cover, the Cheres, and then it came down and brought down some of the wine? So that's the Machlokas of Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa. Again, a big topic. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. One more line. Ma'o Lispo Bakari Amita. Could you use this Hadrian Shar just to, like, help fix your wobbly bed? Could you put it under one of your, you know, legs of the bed? Meaning nothing to do with drinking. So that's a machlokas. And the machlokas is, you know, why do they aser it? Mishum, you might come to drink it, or just stam iser anas, or Rabbi Elazar amar aser, Rabbi Yochanan amar mutter. So, well, we'll start with the Beis Hashem next time as we continue here in the third parak.